Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 25th of June, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Psalm 143. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness, like those long dead. So, my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Today's article, titled Dark Moments, Deep Prayers, was written by Arthur Jackson. I had a dark moment. Those five words capture the internal agony of a popular female celebrity during the COVID-19 pandemic. Adjusting to a new normal was part of her challenge, and in her turmoil, she acknowledged that she wrestled with thoughts of suicide. Pulling out of the downward spiral included sharing her struggle with a friend who cared. We're all susceptible to tumultuous hours, days, and seasons. Valleys and hard places aren't foreign, but getting out of such places can be challenging. And seeking the assistance of mental health professionals is sometimes needed. In Psalm 143, we hear and are instructed by David's prayer during one of the dark times of his life. The exact situation is unknown, but his prayers to God are honest and hope-filled. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in the darkness like those long dead. So my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is dismayed. For believers in Jesus, it's not enough to just acknowledge what's going on within us to ourselves, to our friends, or to medical specialists. We must also earnestly come to God, thoughts and all, with prayers that include the earnest petitions found in Psalm 143, verses 7 to 10. Our dark moments can also be times for deep prayers, seeking the light and life that only God can bring. Let's pray. Father, please renew my strength and hope in you. When dark moments invade my life, internally or externally, to bring me low, help me to come to you in prayer. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.